Hello, this is Jim Fettgather here in Kansas City, Missouri. It certainly has been a pleasure to listen to all of these different podcasts regarding these various keyboards. The Kurzweil, an amazing piece of equipment, the Yamaha Tyros. Anyway, I looked up those keyboards online, and it seemed like they were a little pricey, and that one might have to take out a second mortgage to be able to purchase one of those. They were both incredibly impressive. So now I have the bargain basement model here to demonstrate. This is the Yamaha DGX 500 keyboard. It's 88 keys, and it's it was available at Best Buy, actually, for around $600, and the keys are not weighted, but it is a full keyboard, and certainly it has many hundreds of sounds, many hundreds of built-in, demos. I'll give you a brief example of what one of these demos sounds like. And that's certainly fine, but the way I typically will judge a keyboard, its quality, at least for me, is by the authenticity of the piano sound. Kurzweil is the best I've ever heard, and this Yamaha, I don't know whether or not it's the same chip that's in the Tyros or not, but this piano I'm just fiddling around on it. So, to me, that is the best way that I have of determining the quality, the overall quality of a keyboard. And, of course, it's got many, many different instruments and even a nice little drum set, which most of them do. Every key is associated with a various parts of the drum set. You can use the built-in rhythms, of course, which there are hundreds. Or, if you like, you can attempt, like I do, to use the keyboard to play your rhythms. You may also record up to 6 tracks of audio. I think you can record 8 full-length songs, but only 6 tracks. And it's not difficult to do, but nor is it easy. It requires lots of memorization, like all of these digital devices, and it can be done. What's really difficult, though, part that I've not been able to master very well, is setting the volumes of the various tracks. One invariably comes out louder than the next, and so it's difficult to reconcile the volume of the tracks. So what I wanted to do now, though, is to show how beautifully Studio Recorder works in place of trying to use the keyboard's built-in functions to record 6 tracks. So I'm going to do that. I think it's going to work out pretty well. All right, so I've got Studio Recorder running right now, and we'll be able to just check the status of the document, and the computer is going to be a little loud.
Title is Studio Recorder Document 1, Document 1 Star.
Which, I'm sorry about that. It's just the way it's being fed into the mixer, I suppose. And now I could use various metronomes or the click track in Studio Recorder, but I just want to try to put this together fairly quickly so you can tell how well it works. So I'm just going to do it myself. I'm kind of testing the keys, and I'm going to give myself a count and just do a few measures here. Now I'm going to press F6 in Studio Recorder. We're recording now, and I'll fix it later to delete the extraneous stuff. So it's not a great drum track, but it will work for our purposes quite well. So now we'll use the Shift A command to arm the track for recording, and we'll go ahead then and add a bass track to this document. Right, now we'll add a little piano to it here. A little, just kind of to help to accompany the bass a little bit. All right, now we'll add a little bit of a rhythm track on the piano.
Escape. Top of file, land. Way. Top of file, 0 o'clock, zero space.
Alright, that came out pretty well. And now, what else might we consider adding here?
Top of file, 0 o'clock, 0, 0, 0 o'clock, 0, 5, 0 o'clock, 10.
What I ended up doing was to add an additional 3 tracks with a little bit of piano. Saxophone, tenor, or alto, I don't know which one, and then a little bit of some kind of guitar at the end, just to save a little time. And so, then, now the finished product sounds something like this. Something like that, anyway. So, you can just keep stacking them up, just like a pile of dominoes. It's pretty amazing. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of the Yamaha DGX 500. It really comes alive with a great program like Studio Recorder. It's so much easier to add tracks and set levels and so forth. And thanks for listening. I'll come back and do something else again sometime. Bye for now.